Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
welcome to the Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. Postal Podcast, a Hodge to Hodge production, brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. Hey, good morning, Local 304. This is that guy, Ken Hodge. Today, I am live on the podcast. Again, we're going to keep it to 15 minutes, but if you're listening live and would like to add a comment, 714-510-3739. That's the number. Call in. Come have a chat with me. Hey, good morning. I'm going to get back to contractual items as I plan on doing the rest of the year for the Monday, Tuesday morning podcast. When we go outside the box, it'll usually be on a Wednesday or Thursday. But listen, this morning, we're going to talk about Article 2. Now, Article 2 is probably one of those articles that we don't touch a lot of, especially in Columbus. And that's because even though or although the local president gives me zero union rights and authority, I still process EEOs for all postal employees. And what I've noticing in the last 6 or 7 months, employees have Article 2 grievances, and the stewards in Columbus are directing them to me so that I can do their EEO work. Well, let me tell you, that's going to stop. If my stewards feel confident enough to send you to me for the EEO, then hopefully they'll be confident enough to call BIP and tell them you made a mistake and we need our president back. Nonetheless, Article 2. Non-discrimination and civil rights. So, statement of principle. And again, I'm reading directly from your contract. The employer and the union agree that there shall be no discrimination by the employer or the union against employees because of race, color, creed, religion, national origin, sex, age, or marital status. In addition, consistent with the other provisions of this article, there shall be no unlawful discrimination against employees as prohibited by the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 or the Vietnam Era Veterans Readjustment Assistance Act of 1974. Well, already when we talk about discrimination against employees, you know, I'm going to keep this right on the articles today. I'm not going to dip into Local 304. Section 2.2, the committee. Now, still, I'm writing the contract, Article 2. Non-discrimination and civil rights are proper subjects for discussion at labor management committee meetings at the national, regional, area, and local levels provided in Article 38. Now, this is the point I want to speak to Columbus mill handlers about, Section 2.3, grievances. Grievances arise under this article may be filed at step two of the grievance procedure within 14 days of when the employee or the union has first learned or may have reasonably been expected to have learned of this alleged discrimination. Unless filed directly at the national level, in which cases the provisions of the agreement for initiating grievances at that level shall apply. So if you find yourself violated or a victim of Article 2, that grievance, when you go see your union, should be filed at step two, and we go right when we bypass the step one agreement. I'm sorry, the step one grievance time. Now, Section 2.4 talks about dual filing. The union at the national and local level will take affirmative steps to ensure that bargaining unit employees are informed that they should not pursue essentially contracted matters simultaneously under the grievance and EEO process. Again, at the national and local level, they don't want dual filing. But I'm going to read something in the Ken that lets you know they don't want it, but they accept it. This preceding article, Article 2, shall apply to MHAs as well. Now, that's just a quick reading of Article 2 out of your contract. Again, lesson I've learned is when I begin to speak about contractual items, let's always go over to our KIM because that's our contract interpretation manual. And here we go with our KIM. Again, I'm reading from Article 2, page 1 in the KIM. And it starts off as the same statement of principle that I just read. The employer union shall agree, no discrimination. Now, let's get down into the language here. This article gives mail handlers the contractual right to object to and remedy alleged discrimination through the filing of a grievance. Now, that opening statement is very important because I want you to understand something, mail handlers. You have a union that has paid officers and a lot more resources, not so much knowledge, but a lot more resources than I'm going to have available to me. So if you are a mail handler and you are feeling discriminated against at work, non-discrimination or your civil rights are being violated, listen to me very carefully. Take that matter to your union. That's going to be an Article 2 violation. Now, as I always tell you on the podcast and in person, go to your union first. When you're not happy, and you're pretty much not going to be, when you're not happy with their decision or their action, then you can come and see me and we can discuss if we have a possible EEO case. But again, I say to you on the podcast, just like I say to you in person, these items, they are paid union members, and part of their pay is to represent you in this. You know, I know it has become very common because I'm doing all these EEOs in Columbus that your union reps are telling you, go see Mr. Hodge, go see Ken, he can take care of that. No, wrong answer, stewards. If you're going to do the job, do the job. And members, listen, read Article 2, because now when you come to see me about an EEO, my first question I'm going to ask you again and again is, have you filed an Article 2 grievance with your union? If that answer being no, I'm going to direct it to them. The EEO work that I'm currently doing in Columbus is beginning to inundate everything that I'm doing outside of work. Now, listen, I take these cases because it's important to me that my members know just because I have a nonsense suspension pending over my head, that will not and that does not stop me from representing you on any stage that I possibly can without violating the rules of my suspension. Back to the Kim. In addition, in accordance with federal laws and regulations, employees and applicants for employment with the Postal Service have legal recourse to remedying alleged workplace discrimination. A mail handler can begin this process by contacting an EEO counselor. The matter then can be pursued by filing a formal complaint, having a hearing, appealing to the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission, EEOC, and ultimately appealing to federal court. So that might have been a little confusing. In one paragraph, we say we don't encourage you to file dual grievances. But when I come to the Kim for understanding, it tells me a mail handler can begin this process by filing an EEO. The matter then can be pursued by filing a grievance. In fact, they went farther than the door and included the federal court in it as well. So, again, long story short, you need to start filing these EEOCs that I'm trying to do for you in Columbus under Article 2. They've got a lot more resources than I have. Again, if you're not satisfied, or if for some reason they won't take your EEO grievance, then you can come and see me. And in addition to filing your EEOC, I'm probably going to file something as to why the union wouldn't take your grievance. But I'll file that with our national level. I wouldn't go directly to the labor board on that. Section 2.1, I'm reading back out of the Kim, also provides mail handlers the contractual right to object to and remedy through the grievance and arbitration procedure. A couple of questions, and then we're going to end our podcast this morning. Question number one, may the post office be required to reasonably accommodate an employee due to religious reasons? Well, we see it all the time in the building, and the answer would be, the Postal Service has agreed that accommodations should be attempted for those employees who, because of their religious beliefs, may be prohibited from working or required to attend religious services. Such accommodations must be consistent with the national agreement. Management is not required to provide accommodation that creates an undue hardship on the Postal Service. Now, let me tell you, and I hope you know as well as I know, anything that you ask the Post Office to do for you as an employee that they don't want to do, they fall back to it's a hardship. Well, some of those hardships are going to have to be proven. Another question. When and where can a grievance under Article 2 be filed? Again, Article 2 deals specifically with non-discrimination and civil rights. The answer to that is grievances arising under Article 2 may be filed at Step 2 of the grievance procedure within 14 days of when the employee or union has first learned or may have reasonably been expected to have learned of the alleged discrimination. Again, we talk about 2.4 addresses the dual filing. And one last question. Can an employee file a grievance and EEO complaint simultaneously on the same issue? And right in your Kim, it says yes. The union has agreed, however, to take affirmative steps to ensure that bargaining unit employees are informed that they should not pursue essential contractual matters simultaneously under the grievance and EEO procedure. The union also has agreed at both the local and national level not to encourage dual filing. They don't encourage dual filing, but you can file both ways. So again, if an EEO complaint and a grievance are filed at the same time, does a settlement of the EEO complaint automatically make the grievance moot, a moot point? No. If the grievance had moved past that one level, then the union must be signatory to any settlement that would include a waiver of the grievance. And EEOs may not take precedence over the language contained in the collective bargaining agreement. Hey, listen, we had a quick 15-minute live podcast this morning. Again, call the number was 714-510-3739. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge, always on the campaign trail, always trying to educate and keep mail handlers aware. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you in the morning. 180 degrees, new direction that's going to benefit us all. Good morning, Kraft.